George here, mounting an epic project. It's a good thing I've got help with. we're presently trying to take down and simplify our sound system here at the church, which is turning out to be an epic project.
Ginormous project.
A ginormous project. That's I've got some help from my friend Dave and from Gregor. And it's a ginormous project. I tried to do this one time, and I think I made a boo about it, and I got stuck because there weren't enough.
Yeah,
I just couldn't get the cables free.
No.
It's a complicated system we've got. We had two sound boards, one at the front of the church, one at the back, and they were connected by a mess of cabling or a snake, what we call here. And what was the term you used for snake? Core?
Multi-core.
Okay. And we've got this 24-channel. It's a dual multi-core, so it's designed to feed two boards. And the idea was that one would power the monitors, or what I'm hearing called fallbacks, speakers that the musicians listen to, and the other one is the board at the back that the sound person controls. And that used to be me a lot of the time. We only had this thing dual for about a year, and it just became too complicated running back and forth, and particularly as I started playing bass in the band. I was trying to relay instructions, and the complexity is just too great, so we decided to I've wanted to take this apart for a long time and just reduce it to a single board and reorganize all the channels, but doing it on my own was just too much. That's the big walk-in fridge, which is in the sanctuary because there is nowhere else to put it. So it's been a job and a half to rescue that big. We've got all the connections off of the boards, and the snake's been rescued from next to the wall. It's a heavy job. There was a mess of tangles. Much more than a one-man job. And so I'm very grateful for the help, and it looks like today we're actually going to be well on our way to getting it restructured.
What's that one?
What's that?
Just trying to figure out where this wire is.
Oh, it might be another long cable. Video cable? Oh, that may be. That may be for the projector. We've got this.
It looks like a TV cable.
TV cable. Oh, maybe. Maybe that goes up to the. Would they have brought it in here to bring it to the cable box?
Yeah. If you have one here.
We do. It's up in the ceiling.
Up in the ceiling? Apparently.
Yes. Remember where the DI box.
Underneath the projector.
What?
The box.
I'm gonna pause this. I'm not sure.
We'll have to get about it. So we're going to tidy all of this as well? Well, I didn't expect it to look like this. Half of it is just power for the computers. So all that yellow stuff is power for the computers.
Oh my goodness.
Just one. It's just this stuff that I'm... Here, and then it gets linked into a power cord. I guess it isn't power cord. That one orange cord feeds the whole of this deck for power.
Yeah, the powering's a bit strange in this building. I mean, we've got a whole multimedia center, like all these computers that run the PowerPoint, do the sound recording, run all the sound gear and everything. Well, the mixing part of it, all back here. And I kid you not, there's actual fuses in this building. It does not have a breaker box. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't blame you. Oh, boy. I have to figure out how to stop this recording now. Back again.
I got one here.
One. Yeah, there are probably just a lot of things that got left. Like, as things got moved, I don't think anybody has tidied this up for years. And as you were saying, Tarzan would have been impressed. Although, if he tried to swing on any of those, I suspect they'd probably break.
Yeah.
You're kidding. Well, we used to have power conditioners and everything else that are there, like, or battery backup for the computers, but I'm not sure that any of that works anymore.
They look, that is impressively old. They look like they're about
1,000
years old.
Well, they're early 2000s-ish, you know, like 05-ish or so.
You can sell these as antiques now.
But I mean, the computers in here, there's one that's newer.
Yeah.
But there's another one that actually still does the recording, which is 05, and it was new at the time and probably had a lot of memory for what it is, but I heaven only knows what it actually has.
This power conditioner.
The power conditioner for sure is older than that. All of the processing units that we found on the stage are considerably older because we got them secondhand.
Yeah. That box that we've got at the back, the whole sound desk that we're now going to chuck, we could probably give that to someone else, couldn't we?
Oh, I suspect, yeah. I mean, it's been through some times. I was looking and found that a lot of the faders were sort of bent sideways.
Really?
Well, yeah, if you look at them, they're not straight up and down any longer. They're bent.
So, with this one, this is the new one we're going to put in, Dave. Yeah. And it's got 16 inputs and 4 outputs.
Yeah.
So those are going to the 4 volt backs.
Yeah.
Monitors. Is this going to be enough?
Yeah.
The input?
It's too spare. And
too
if
spare.
We need more, we can just run along a couple of long cables up.
Long cables, yeah, I think so. And I mean, there's plenty of room to upgrade on the board. That's not a worry. I could have swore we had a 24-channel one around, but I don't know what's happened.
Does this, look. Does this have the numbers on it, then?
It should have, yes.
On the individual...
First, reduce that so I don't blow my head off. Okay. Sorry for the kerfuffle there. I'm now using this silly little computer mic because it doesn't seem to like the other one. But I think this will suffice for part one of clearing of the chaos, and I'll probably put another one up once we actually get somewhere further in terms of maybe reassembly. I'll keep you posted. This has been a big event, and I've been anticipating this for a long time. It's given me a lot of down moments just because the task was so overwhelming, but the Lord provided the right help, and I am so grateful. It's just amazing. I came in this morning thinking, oh man, all this work, and now
find another one, George.
We're good.